Now, so of course, if the chmime that is used before the mile of the tinek is spilled out, then of course you cannot be mechal Shabbos, because heating water in order to bathe the tinek, what is it? That's machshirin shev shalasim somer of Shabbos, because that could be prepared, but it's spilled out, so that's not the Shabbos. So there is no shaila that if the chlime of the Kedem mile is spilled out before the mile, so the mile we cannot be mechal Shabbos and heat the water. The question is, the machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Ramban is in regard to the case where let's say the father of the tinek prepared two tubs of warm water before Shabbos. Two tubs of warm water. And then one tub was to be used in bathing the tinek before the mile, and another tub of warm water was to be used in bathing the tinek after the mile. Now, one tub of water spilled out, and the tinek before the mile. But we have enough water to be mounted in, to bathe the tinek before the mile. So the Ramban shita is, all we have to do is to go ahead with the mill. After all, we have one tub of water, so we can bathe the tinek, and then we proceed with the mill. And after the mill, so it's mikvach nefesh. So then, it's not, we don't have to resort to the deiche of mill. That mill should be deiche Shabbos. But then we have the tchiye of mikvach nefesh. So when does the Gemara say how we look at the shtapach mime? So we had to find ways al dinochi or even al Yisrael according to our chazdeles, but only al diribu. Otherwise, not. That is, if the mile, if the water that has to be used in bathing the tinek before the mile was spilled out, so the mile we have no heter to boil water in order to bathe the tinek before the mile, because that's machshirim. But if we have water to bathe the tinek before the mile, but we don't have water to bathe the tinek after the mile, then we bathe the tinek in the water that we have, and then we proceed with the mile, and after the mile we boil water. So in a few minutes you can have warm water, because then it will be the pikuach nefesh that will be the yichadisa bishlo of Shabbos, not the mill. This is what Ramban says. But now, the Ramban is in the Chidushin. It's not the Melchamis, it's in the Chidushin. That's the Tzva Medala. The Shabbos. If he has enough water to bathe the tinek before me, the eilei kiri rechitze shmiyo shel hamile, but he doesn't have water to bathe the tinek after the mile, oy she nishtapcho chami shei chinei b'chamile. Suppose he prepared two tubs of water, and one tub of water is spilled out, but one tub of water is still there, so we can use that water in bathing the tinek before the mile. So he says, he's sucking. Reichatimeitei, we take the water that we have and we bring the tinek. Umoreitei, and then we are mounting. Sheita machini reichatimeitei, the other tomorrow. After we are mounting, then there is the problem of the message of the tinek. So we are allowed to boil water after the minute in order to save the life of the tinek. ואחר שמור הרי כאן ככה לסיפור זה, שדרך השבת, ואינני מוסיף חמיר את ידי שלו יאהוב את זה את הכונת, ואינך השבת. Because that's the city of the Bola Moya. אלו מי לעצמו דרך השבת,
I tak on się podeślamy do jego, że im liczbę myślajko, że im liczbę siło mi się czuje zabył, czy jego na hameka, nie czuje tego. To też jest liczba drama. Zdrowa na moje, co na mnie, co łajdą, gdy mogę tej, że przyjechali mi liczby za to chwilę, to jest państwo, gdy wańczy, how to get more water, because they are the more intelligent of the things where the water that had to be used in making the things before the village was out. So then there is no header to do it out of the oil money, because it's about giving, just like in the America. But the Bramoya is a famous part. Cosa Bobista, then the Bramoya is and the more and the reed. And that's the one. Cosa Bobista, in the old riot, ma Christine Takoton to Dalke, they need Neamir, they are Hamir. They need Hamu to Uhamu to Sabe, they need Hamu to Uhamu Nerasa. The Royal Way Mata, El Loka, ma Christine Takoton to Dalke, they need Neamir. They Hamu to Uhamu Nerasa. Ulahamir, in this the Hamu Sale, they Hamu to Hamu Avita. This is the Takono, they need to meet the Ulahamir. Aber nicht so reden wir, haben wir nicht recht, in der Sabbat nicht. So ich sage, so die Balamore ist massig in der Liste an der Liste. Because von der Liste Lotti ist Masma, die Liste ist General Lotti, macht nicht mit der Kotte die Dauke, denn die Kneh am Mille drei Acha am Mille. Wenn die Hand zu Ucha mit der Sabbat, wenn die Hand zu Ucha mit der Erdbahn. Die Hand ist das damit. So ist Masma, that we can that we can be the hammer in the Sabbath also. And he doesn't prove it. So he says, no, when is that to be the hammer, to be the hammer in hammer, the Akar Amire, even for the time of the Mire, he had water. And he had water, he had enough water. But just the Mire, just the Mire, somehow the water stood out. So that's only at the time, so there is no other alternative except to boil water to save the life of the child. But see, before the mirror, the water that has to be used after the mirror stood out, so then the mirror is used. So the mirror is used. So this is what he said. The higher you go, I need to look at the statue. So why the Ramban say? The Ramban says, "Ahuy, Sadachine, reference to the case where the water that had to be used is raising the baby before the miracle died. But in any case, if we have water to bathe the baby before the miracle, or the baby was already bathed before the miracle, and we are about to start the miracle, and then the water that had to be used after the miracle died." So we proceed with the delay and then we boil. This is what Ramban said. So there is a matter. Now, the usual shot that is given in the Baramoya is the Baramoya Sikhs. Baramoya Sikhs, there are a number of Achayim who say that the machlokes between the Baramoya and the Ramban is on the question as to whether a person is allowed to bring himself into a creative situation of being forced to be meichet shadow because of the Ramban. So the Ramban is not out there for one to bring himself into a situation of being michal shadow because of the Ramban. So that's why the Ramban says, if the tzimik was already bathed in water prior to the year, and then just as the mayor was preparing himself to be bound to Kine, the water of Esther and Mira stood out. So the Ramban said, we tell the mayor, go ahead, and Esther and Mira, we want water. But by being mild, he puts himself into a situation, or he puts other Jews into a situation that they will have to be Mechal Shabbat. So there is nothing wrong with that, because when they will be Mechal Shabbat, they will be the Chalzabi Hefer, they will be the kind of Yisrael that Chalzabi, because that will be indispensable for the soul of the child. So what's wrong with being mild teenage, even though as a result of being mild teenage, so in 32, we'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. You'll have to be Mechal Shabbos, they have that. But the Balamoya system is not. That one is not allowed to put himself into a situation where he'll be forced later to be the Chal Shabbos, even though the Chal Shabbos later will be there. So now, as a result, so if the baby was based on everyone, and as the mayor was getting ready to bake the millet, so the water of Lachar HaMillet stood out, so he told the mayor, stop, don't be mouth, because if you are mouth, you put us into a situation of being the Chal Shabbos. Even though it's on the head there, we are not allowed the Chachile to put ourselves into such a situation, according to Balaam. That's the usual Shabbos in Balaam. But if that is the city of the Balaam area, then there is such a situation. That's the city of the Tazbah. That's the city of the Tazbah. The city of the Tazbah is that if you are Shalit is Manor, you cannot be Mao. You cannot be Mao on Thursday. On Thursday or on Friday. In other words, you have to be Mao on Wednesday. Wednesday is the last day of the week when you can be Mao in you are Shalit is Mao. Why? Because the Gemara says that Bayim Ashrishi, so it's a Kone for the people. So we have to be Mechal Shabbos. And this is true, I mean, of all operations. I mean, is hardly an operation, I mean, but this is true of all operations, that the third day after an operation happens to be, even today, the most critical day. More critical than the second day, than the first day, and the second day. So the melee, if one is mild, if one will be mild, usually is mild. And Thursday, so Shabbos will be, Shabbos will be the third day, will be the third day. So the melee, there has to be the house Shabbos. So the sheet of the Tazbat is, the Jewish word is Mano, we cannot be Mao on Thursday or Friday. Because, so what? Even though Jewish word is Mano is not for the sense of the Haitian, but he, Jewish word is Mano, is not the Shabbos. So the melee, we cannot even be Mao on Thursday and Friday. Because he'll put himself in the situation of being forced to be in the Chal Shabbos and Shabbos. How do you know it better? There's the sheet of the Tazbah. But most of the things are Chalitzah. Now, so we could say, maybe the sheet of the Balamoye is like the sheet of the Tazbah. No, but we couldn't say that the sheet of the Balamoye is like the sheet of the Tazbah. Because there is a bright day in at the end of the first page, I mean, I learned it here in the Mishokonol. So, that in Matrit, in this thing of Pochim, the Yomi, in Mashab. In Matrit, in this thing of Pochim, the Yomi, in Mashab. But if he's done with it, but with this war, so he can be Matrit, you know, he's an Arab guy. So only the Shuk, we cannot be Matrit. But the mitzvah can be matzah, is never done. So there are six judges. Now, one is that also we need 3 days of Shabbos to be matzah. So there are six judges. Now, I don't want to go over the six judges. My name is that when we learn after the meeting. So the six different judges. But the shot of the reason the Rambam is because of any Shabbos. Because most people, when they start sailing on the sea, so they are seasick, and they vomit, you know, and they have sat, they have sailed. And that's inconsistent with any child, to vomit, to have pain and child. So the male, if it's not the fear of his way, so one is not allowed to sail, to be married, you know, at a Shabbat, or in Thursday. Why? Because he will be seasick on Shabbos. So he will not have any Shabbos. But if it's Lamitzvah, so So the Bar Mitzvah is Eichel in the Shabbat. Is Eichel in the Shabbat. That's the Shabbat of the Mitzvah of the Ramah. Then they are other pshotim, but the Pshat of the Maramoyah is that why they must need in this, you know, Pochat Mishrei Shiyom in Gema Shabbat, because we are not, the Gemara is not dealing with today's practice when you have a non-Jewish captain and he drives the boat. So in other words, the Gemara is dealing with small boats where the Jew himself is a sailboat. So he himself has to drive it. So the melee on Shabbos, you'll have to do all kinds of melacha. But that will be the heter. Because if you got nefesh, you can. You have to proceed with the voyage on the sea. Otherwise, you can sink. So if you got nefesh, but so within 3 days. The price says, according to my job, he's also the master to Sino with Barashu, because he's machnis himself into a tree of the Gachnete. But with Bar Mitzvah, the price says, it's muta. With Bar Mitzvah, it's muta. So, why is it muta with Bar Mitzvah? Why is it muta with Bar Mitzvah? It's muta to be machnis yourself into a creative achneve. In other words, it's only yourself and your horseshoes to be machnis yourself into a creative achneve. But with Seach Mitzvah, it's muta to be machnis yourself into a creative achneve. Now, here in certain Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah that is Deche Shabbos. But, Machshir and Sheshvah, it's a Merim Shabbos, it's not Deche Shabbos. But it's certainly a Mitzvah, the Mitzvah that I say. So, still, the Barakonia says, that if the Hamim of Baha Amilek was spilled out before the Milek, even though the Tinek was already bathed in the Hamim of Kelim Amilek. So the male is not allowed to be Maldi child, because as a result of the Maldi child, he'll be Machdis himself into a tree of the Kachnetes. But the Mokim Mitzvah, the Baha Moya himself says that we are allowed to be Machdis yourself into a tree of the Kachnetes. That's the Kachnetes. So obviously the Pshat of Bar Moya is not that he agrees with the Sutta and the Tazmat that the Pshat to be machnis oneself into the Kriya of the Kachneves is the Bar Mitzvah. That's the Sutta of the Tazmat. But the Bar Moya Sutta is, it's also to be machnis oneself into the Kriya of the Kachneves with Seher Hoshus. But with Seher Mitzvah, it's muta to be machnis oneself into the Kriya of the Kachneves. So why does he say that is the Hamim of Lachar Amire spilled out before the Mire, but after the Tinek was bathed in the Hamim of Kedem Amire, so then he's not allowed to be Mal the child. Why not? What's wrong? Let him be Mal, and then he will be Tukach Nefesh. But he will bring himself into a situation of being forced to be Mechal Shabbos on account of Tukach Nefesh. But that's because of the Mitzvah, Mitzvah's Mire. So the Mire, the Bar Moya himself says that the Mokim Mitzvah one is allowed to be machnis himself into his tree of the Kachneves. So obviously the Pshat of Bar Moya is something else. What is the Pshat of Bar Moya? Now, so I just want to mention two angles. One is, there is a Gemara, two Gemaras in the world. One Gemara is in Gomez Dab Samach Dalet, on the day. The author of Yitzhak Vayesi, Roma, we the Havre Kamed Rabbeichne, we knish the Gemara, there was a change, we in Akipurim Shachal Nil Dishabes. And then a certain woman had a child, and the eighth day was the Makipur in Sechalim Shabbos. Now, here is Deche Shabbos, we are in Kippur. But that woman, the mother of that woman, who had whose name Ashmini was with Akipia Shalini Shabbos. So she had two children before, and the two children died from the milk. So according to Rebbe, so two is a chazon. So in other words, so in the mishpocha, two children in a certain mishpocha died from the milah. So there creates a suffering. Maybe milah is fatal for the child. In other words, that could mean that the members of that family are born with hemophilia. So milah could be fatal for such a child, according to Rebbe. So born with honor, Omalo, the third child, so the Imashmini was in the kippah, Omalo, the Chiyu Meir. So in other words, so that you can be mad, Omalo, a fire. Chose v'koshri yisura v'sakam. So in other words, so he said, no, you cannot do it. Why? Because according to Rebbe, two times is a chazoke. So in Mele, you're not allowed, since two children of hers died from the Mele, so it's because Nefesh is a sakone for the Phoenix to be married. So in Mele, you join, Isur and Sakam. So Rashi said as follows. In other words, two Isur in that area, if you are Maud of me. One is Isur of the Sakam. She in Chazoke the Shnei Pornim, Vashmi she Yidr Yitrit Nimeno, Havu Mila Shoi Bizmano, Vein Yidecha Es Hashabes. So first of all, it's an Avera to be Maud of the child, because you engage the life of the child. That's one Avera. Misakim the child, and then you are in the remise of Miloche of Shabbos and Imadigo. Here it was both. Why? So Rashi explains it. Inasmuch as the Pekuach Nefesh of the Tinek is Deicha the Mitzvah Svire, so the Mele, the Mele, does not have a din of Mele Bizman. So it has a din of Mele Shalei Bizman. And Mele Shalei Bizman is not the Shabbos. Only Mele Bizman is the Shabbos. So what's the pshat in Yilu Bismano? Yilu Bismano means that time is of the essence, that it's a must, it's imperative that the child should be nimble today. Behim Hashmini, it's imperative that the child should be nimble Behim Hashmini. But if there is Pikoach Nefesh, if there is a sakone involved in the year, so Mele, it's not, time is not of the essence because you're not allowed to be mad anyway. So time is not of the essence because of the sakone. So Mimele, if you are mal, so it's not only your Reveir and Nisea of the Samud al-Dam Reacho because you endanger the life of the Dinei, but you are Mimele and Nisea of the Sase Komolo. Because even though, Yanin goes without saying, suppose someone is Maui child that is in Isuf, he's not allowed to be mal. Does it mean that he was not be kind of Mrs. Miller just because he did something wrong? No, of course he's be kind of Mrs. Miller. But the key of Mrs. Miller is not the Hashabbos, only the mitzvah, this man of Miller, this man is the Hashabbos. So when is it considered Miller, this man, if time is of the essence, if it's imperative that the child should be able today, but if time is not of the essence, when it's not imperative, on the contrary, when it's also have to be Maud child, so Mele, it's like Mila Shaloi Bismano. So if it's Mila Shaloi Bismano, it's not Mecha Shabbos, so Mele is a Mechal Shabbos. So that's one we saw. That when, if a male is Maud, a child, that is a Misuki. So if he does it on Shabbos, he is a Mechal Shabbos. That's one. Now there, there's another Gemara. The Palveis involves. The Gemara says, Omar Afon, you can't. No, the Gemara says that Kolei Shana Avoyim Shono, that I'm based on that, Kolei Shana Avoyim Shono Shehoi Yisroi Yivo, Lundosh Molem Ruach Tzvi. And because of that, so the Jews, the Israelites, in the Yivo, did not mount their children in Avoyim Shono. Because in the Yivo, there was no Ruach Tzvi. So the main way it was in Sakona to be mount child. So we won't mount the Ruach Nefesh. So the Gemara says, Omar Afote, you can't do it, you can do it, you should do it, we mount it. In other words, and it is, and we will be Sakhin of them. In other words, so I'm cloudy day, and I'm rainy day, so then it's in Sakona to be mount child. I'm in cloudy day and I'm ready day. I suppose that this has reference to a case where the child is not in the heated home. But if it is in the heated home, so then it doesn't matter. But the Gemara says, why? Because it's Sakon. And the Lord is Sakonim day. In other words, you cannot tell any Yakov is down. You cannot tell any Yakov is down. But today, that everybody is accustomed to mow a child, to mow a child any day, no matter what the weather is, even if it's cloudy and raining. So then it's muta to be mowed, because Shema Tzoyim Hashem. So that's the halacha. The Gemara mentions Shema Tzoyim Hashem, that is something that is not the real Sofik Sakon, but only a Chosha Rechik of Sakon. And if it's Doshe Rabbi, so it's good. In other words, it doesn't mean that if it will be Doshe Rabbi to commit suicide, so to jump down from the fourth floor, that it will be good. You're only when it's a Choshe Recheik of Sakon. Something that involves a remote risk, not a real Sofik Sakon. So, you call it a Kula, it's not even considered Sofik. Rely on hope, when we rely on chazoke, and so on. But by chmina sakam de misure, we have to be chesheish, tishomer lecho. Tishomer lecho, ushmir nafshecho. So the Rambam says, tzorich lizoya vidoro yote yom. So we have to be chesheish even for chesheish rechaik of sakon. So if there is chesheish rechaik of sakon, and is doshe be rabbi, so mimele, is there is a head of Shema Tzoyim. Now, so the ritual, and look at the ritual in the Vomis and the Piesa, mentions that in the name of the ritual. There's all. Wenn ihr der Abino nicht zu sagen, wenn ihr jemand nicht, wenn ihr jemand nicht schütte, durch den Rabbi und Schinnach zu machen. Die Kosse von Hitler sah, und ich im Rabbi sah, mit Kahn, die Mandel, Bäuerin, Nimao, die jemand liebe, hohe Schuhe, die Jode, die Schafi Roba, die Rolle Nismach, auch Schinnach zu machen. Die Oa Adin, schon ihr Rom, schon ihr Rom, und die Schabe ist die Schumut. So the Ritva says that before the Rabbi was Doshur, so then it was also to be Mao child, Pilei Mishite Minedu. Because even though it's Yechshosh Rechaikam Sakone, but even Yechshosh Rechaikam Sakone is Deiche Koladeko. And even Yukach Nefesh Acharo. So the Mele it was also. Now that everybody is accustomed to be Mao, and in any weather, so maybe if he wants to be Mao, the child, he can. But suppose the father says, I'm afraid, I don't want to be Mao, the child. and when they, there is a remote possibility that his life will be in danger, the life of the child. So in Mele, he is alive. So we can postpone it. So what's the child? So we see that Shilap Tzoyim Hashem does not imply that it's no sound. Shilap Tzoyim Hashem is a heter, not that it is, if there is no sound. Sakone there is, even though people are accustomed to doing it. For, I mean, what is the heter of those who keep on smoking, and even the Aishida who keep on smoking? So the only possible heter would be that they rely on the fact that they are psoim. So in Mele, there is a lot of shame of psoim Hashem. But it doesn't mean that the fact that everybody does it, so that eliminates the sakone altogether. No, shame of psoim Hashem does not imply that there is no sakone. Sakone there is, but what kind of a sakone? A remote possibility of sakone. A remote sakone. So without Doshi Rabbi, if it had been a universal practice to smoke, so anybody who would smoke would be there allowed the Raise of Ishomel of Ocean and Abjad. Because of the fact that it's Doshi Rabbi, I don't know whether it's still Doshi Rabbi, but assuming that it's still Doshi Rabbi, so there is a head there. So there is no Isaac of Ishomel of Ocean and Abjad. But the Shin of Soyim Hashem does not eliminate the Sakone. Shin of Soyim Hashem is only a heter, it's a license to be machmis yourself in a remote danger if it's Doshe B'Rabi, if it's Doshe B'Rabi. But it doesn't eliminate Sakon. So the Mele, he says, so the Ritva says, Mikam, Mandu, Boilini, Rinibel, Bienid, Nibel, Oshud, Yodin, Vishadi, Rome, Dilonisma, Hashem, Absolut. But if somebody doesn't want to be Maui's child, he says, I'm cheshish for a remote sakon. Even though I'm allowed, but I'm cheshish for a remote sakon, for a social chidus sakon. So he doesn't have to be Maui. So in other words, so he can be there and not his man. This is what the Ritva says. And then he says another thing. But if the Yimashmi happens to be the Mesachel on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the Mesachel, so then, if he doesn't want to be Maui child, he should be in the day, he doesn't have to. Because Pikoach Nevesh it is. Since in Eilchim Pikoach Nevesh Acharov, so even a remote danger is Deiche Kohayev. But there is a head there, if he wants to be Maui, he can be Maui. But he doesn't have to. So Shinab Soim is only a head there. It doesn't imply that there is no sakon. But if they happen to be on Shabbos and it's a rainy day, a cloudy day, so then he's not allowed to be married. Why? So we see from this ritual, we see a certain halacha. We see a certain halacha that where there is pikuach nefesh. And Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Kohayev Guf. So even though it's Shein Apsoim Hashem, but Shein Apsoim Hashem does not imply that there is no Pikuach Nefesh. It is Pikuach Nefesh. But Shein Apsoim Hashem is a license. It's a heter to be machmis yourself into a remote sakon. But in Pikuach Nefesh it is. So Memele, the mitzvah smile is nifres. So I am not mechuyev to be mal. If I am not mechuyev to be mal, so Memele, if I am mal, if I am out, so then I am a Chal Shabbos. I am a Chal Shabbos. Why? Because this Gemara, but the Gemara says, Koshkoshkis is Surah Bisakanku. In other words, when the mother had a child that was female, and it was a Sakone to be out the child, because there are two cases of children in that family who died Machmas Mele. So Mele, if you are Mao and you keep her, such a child, so you are Mechal and you keep her also, the Gemara says. Why? Because since it's Pikuach Nefesh, and Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, the Mitzvah of Mele, so it's not Mele Bismana. Mele Bismana means that it's a must. You must be mal today. You cannot postpone it to tomorrow. You must be mal the child on the 8th day. So that's really this manage. But if for some reason there is no imperative in being mal on the 8th day, because there is a chosher chayt of sakone, even though there is no insert in endangering the teenage, in that chosher chayt. But since it's not obligatory, so it's not really this manner. So if it's not really this manner, so mele he's in chal Shabbos in this manner. Because only really this manner is the Shabbos. Mele shaloi this manner is not the Shabbos. What's the definition of really this manner? Really this manner is only if it's a must, if it's imperative, that he should be mal on the 8th day. But if it's not an imperative that he should be mal on the 8th day, so then it's like Mila Shaloyim's manor. It's like the Mila on the 9th day. What's the yiches of the 8th day over and above the 9th day? Because it's a mass that he should be mal. But if the Pikuach Nefesh is Deichet, so it's not a mass. So Mimele, he's in Mechal Shabbos. So he's in Mechal Shabbos. That we see from this week. Now, the Machmir Yisrael that was written by Chofetz Chaim as a small conference for the Jewish soldiers in the Russian army, it's a wonderful chida. So he discusses a certain child. Suppose now in the Russian army, so they did not exempt the Jewish soldiers from the regular routine labor. So, I mean, they couldn't help it. So it's a cognition. If let's say a Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army refused to do the work that he was told by the superior officer, so he was called marshal. So that's because Nefesh. So he was allowed to do whatever he was forced to. It was because Nefesh. So the Chofetz Chaim Machmir Yisrael discusses a certain child. There are certain things that soldiers in an army, in the Russian army, in the Tsarist army, in any army, that's true, in all armies, even today. So there are certain routine work, there's certain routine work that every soldier must do. But sometimes, the superior officer asks for volunteers to do something that is difficult. So it doesn't force. So the question is, he discusses a certain child. Now, in the Tsarist army, so every day in the morning, all the soldiers had to do all kinds of work. That was routine work, they had to do it. And then, of course, they were allowed to do it because it was Pikuach Nefesh. If a certain Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army refused to do the routine work, so then he was court martial. And court martial means Pikuach Nefesh. But sometimes they ask for volunteers. So he discusses a certain shaila that was common in the Tsarist army. The Chofetz Chaim in Machmir Yisrael discusses the shaila. Suppose the superior officer says, Friday night, we have to go marching. A long way. So that's routine thing. But he didn't force anybody to go marching, let's say 10 miles or 20 miles. Because that was too difficult of a thing to do. So for that he asked for volunteers. Now, anyone who volunteered to march, let's say, Friday night, let's say, for a number of hours, and that involved, of course, going to the troop, so was exempt from the routine work Shabbos morning. And that was a usual thing. I mean, every Friday night, the superior officer used to ask for volunteers to march. And those who volunteered to march were naturally exempt from all the routine work the next morning. Because that itself was hard labor to walk, let's say, 20 miles. So the question is, now, but the superior officer did not The Chofetz Chaim discusses their child. The superior officer did not force anybody to volunteer. He asked for volunteers. Now suppose there is a Jewish soldier who hears the suggestion made by the superior officer. Now, so is he allowed, so he discusses that question. Is he allowed, let's say is he a Rei Hashem, that Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army, is he allowed to volunteer for march? And that will relieve him of the routine duty the next morning. So the next morning, if he wouldn't volunteer, so the next morning he'll have to cook, and he'll have to do everything. All that's long for him. The next morning. At night he wanted to do everything. Because at night there is no routine. But the next morning, so he would be forced to do all kinds of routine work, all that's long. But if the Jewish soldier were to volunteer to march Friday night, then he'll be exempt the next morning from the compulsory work, which involved all the land testimonies. So the Chofetz Chaim Machli Yisrael discusses this question, whether a soldier is allowed, now he was not forced to volunteer, whether a certain soldier was allowed to volunteer for marching, which involved a relatively mild visa, compared with the Lamates Melochas that he would be forced to do the next morning if he wouldn't volunteer. Let's say, if some soldier wouldn't volunteer, so the next morning he would be forced to cook and to bake and to do all kinds of things. All Lamates Melochas. If a Jewish soldier, so would volunteer to march, so then at most he would be there, Ilam the Raise of a late Shmitei. But it's nothing is a chorus, it's nothing is a skill. Now, the aloha is that in Pikach Nefesh there is aloha of a kala kalchi. So he, Upro Sheyericho, that the Mishnah Yume, Upro Sheyericho, if a pregnant woman so smelled something and she became very faint and nauseous, and then it's a sakone for her not to eat anything, so then the aloha is that she's allowed to eat in long maso. But if she can eat something that involves a relatively mild insea, so there is aloha bakala kalchilo, should it eat something that involves, let's say, a nisachon, you can akala kalchilo. Now, the question is this. Here, they were not forced. The soldiers were not forced to go marching. And if somebody will volunteer to march, so then he'll be relieved of the routine work, which involves lamites loches, lamites, and marching involves only at most a lamites of a late ishmekele, yudveis mil. So the Rambam passes that if somebody marches, you base meal is even allowed to say, but there is no chorus, there is no skillet. It's an isakal compared to the Lantes Mloches. Now, so if, let's say, an Amos will tell a Jew, now, you either write now on Shabbos, or you march, you base meal. So then, of course, he should prefer to march in place meal, because that's an isakar. But here, Friday night, they were not forced to do any lamites melachas. When were they destined to be forced to do lamites melachas the next morning? Friday night, the superior officer in the Tsarist army asked for volunteers to march. So the question is, whether one is allowed to do an isakal now in order to relieve himself of an isakomo the next morning. If the superior officer would come to the Jewish soldier and would say, either you write now on Shabbos or you march, you face me. So then the soldier would have to choose marching with his meal because I call it al trio. But right now, Friday night, he wasn't forced to do anything. when will we be forced to write and to cook and to bake all our tesmoches the next morning? But by choosing the Nisachal now, he'll be able to relieve himself of the Nisachal tomorrow. So that's the shy. That's the shy. So the Chafetz Chaim discusses that Machli Yisrael. He discusses the Machli Yisrael. Actually, there is a Machlikas Hashemim. I don't want to go with, but there is a Machlikas Hashemim on that question, whether a person is allowed to do a Nisa Kal now in order to relieve himself of the Nisa Chomo tomorrow. Later. So there is a Machlikas Hashemim. Now, so there is the Shita of Tesfes in Ksuves, that Dalet is that one is not allowed to do a Nisa Kal now in order to relieve himself of a Nisa Chomo tomorrow. Because right now he is not forced to do the Nisa Kal. But if you do a Nisa Kal now, so then he'll relieve himself of a Nisa Chomo tomorrow. For example, if a Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army would volunteer to march Chutz L'Trum, to walk Chutz L'Trum, and let's say Yidvei Zmir is a Nisa V'Raise according to the Rambam Shi. Yidvei Nisa V'Raise, but it's relatively calm, relative to Lamentes Meloches, it's a Nisa Kal, it's not Nisa Kores, it's just a law of our Yitzhi Yishmin Kele. So there seems to be a Machlekes Meshevi. In other words, if one is allowed to do a Nisa Kal now in order to avoid a Nisa Chomo tomorrow. Now here too, if a Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army would volunteer to march Friday night, so he would relieve himself of doing Lamedes Meloches the next morning. So on that point there is a Machlekes Meshevi. On that point there is a Machlekes Meshevi. The Chafetz Chaim passes that since there is a Machlekes Meshevi, Chafetz Chaim doesn't mention all the shittes there, but he passes that if he can, that to walk, let's say, less than the base meal, but more than Alpay Mamo, which is only in Yisrael Rabbonon, so that he should volunteer. But to do a Yisrael Raise, he shouldn't volunteer because there is a Machlekes Hashem. Anyway, there is a Machlekes Hashem between Teisves, Dab Gimel in Ksuves, and in the Sugi of the Lidre Shludei, the Shore, and the Roh in the Shini Kobetzes. So according to Teisves, one is, even though there is a loch in Bikach Nefesh of Akala Kautriro, so Upro Sheiricho, the pregnant woman, became nauseous, became very faint, and then she must eat something. Otherwise, there will be a sakone, so she's allowed to eat one masorim, but if she has the alternative, if she can choose between eating soup that only has the tam of Isaiah, and eating Neveles itself, that is the Issa Gomo, so the aloha is that she is not allowed to eat the Nevela itself, but only the soup that has the time of the Nevela. So that goes without saying, that if a person is forced to do one of two Yisurim, so, and one is relatively humble, one is relatively calm, he has to do the Issa Kal. He has to do the Issa Kal. Now the question here is not forced, the Jewish soldier is not forced to march. That there is a Machlokes Hashem. But according to Teisves, in Ksuves Dav Gimel Dav Dalet, so, since right now no Jewish soldier is forced to cook or to bake or to write, and tomorrow morning he'll be forced, so right now we cannot apply the aloha of Akala Kautchilo, because no one forces him to march in Beis Mil, to walk Chutz L'Trum. And then the next morning, the superior officer will force him to write, to cook, to bake.
So then it will be Pikuach Nefesh, it will be anonymous. So there is no Eta, according to Teisves. According to the Roshite, so since the soldier knows, the Jewish soldier knows, that in order to save his life, he must do, on this Shabbos, one of two Averas. Either he'll be able to Issachar of marching Yudvei's meal Friday night, or he'll cook and bake and write tomorrow. So of course, marching Yudvei's meal is an Issachar relative to cooking and baking and writing. So the Meila we say Akal Akal Tchilo, and Tchiyeh Ischal on the Issa of marching. But it goes without saying that, let's say, even according to the law, that when a person has the alternative of choosing between doing an Issachar now or next morning an Issachar, so Tchiyeh Ischal on the Issachar now because of Akal Akal Tchilo, but suppose he doesn't volunteer to march and he prefers to go to sleep, and then the next morning the superior officer forces him to bake and cook. So, and then the Jewish soldier will ask Ishale, now, last night I had an opportunity to relieve myself of the Lamedes Meloches by volunteering to march, but I didn't. But right now I have no alternative, I have no choice. So what will be a psak? The psak will certainly be, right now is Mikvach Nefesh. So even according to the law, that when a person has a choice between Issachar now and Issachar later on the next morning, so Tchi Ischal and Issachar now, but suppose he doesn't do the Issachar now and he waits till next morning he doesn't have any two alternatives. So of course, we are not going to tell him, you let yourself die, you let yourself be shot, be court-martialed, because the next morning, there is Pikuach Nefesh, and he has no other alternative. He has no other alternative. Anyway, so it seems so, there is a Shittes HaRishayim, that when a person, has two alternates, he has the choice between an Avira Kalo now, or an Avira Chmuro tomorrow, so Tchi Ischal and the Avira Kalo now. Now, the Pshat, let's return to the Balamoya Shit. The Balamoya says that if, let's say, the tank was already bathed in the Chamim Kedemah, and the male is ready to be mal, and then as the male is ready to be mal, to start the milah, so then the water that was prepared for Lachar HaMilah, so spills out, so Balamoya says, no, we tell the male, don't be mal. Why? Because if you be mal, so after the mile, we'll have to boil water for the tinnik. Boil water for the tinnik. But then it will be Pikuach Nefesh. So then it will be Pikuach Nefesh. So the usual pshat that is mentioned by Lamoya is, the Lamoya holds, we are not allowed to be machnis himself into a situation that will force him to be Mechal Shabbos on the score of Pikuach Nefesh. But even be Mokim Mitzvah. But the Balamoya Shitta is not like that, because the Balamoya himself explains the price of him afflicting with Svino Poches Mishlisha Yomim, Kedem HaShabbos, the din is dominant Dvar Mitzvah is Muta, but only Dvar Shus is Oser. Why? Because he machnis himself, because if one sets out on the sea, on the high seas, before Shabbos, so then on Shabbos he'll certainly have to be Mechal Shabbos. So even though it will be Beheter, so Lidvar HaShus is not allowed within 3 days of Shabbos to be machnis of such a situation. But Lidvar Mitzvah, the Braise says, he is allowed. So how can the Balamoya say that we are not allowed to be mal the tinnik, even though he was already bathed in the chamim of Kedem HaMileh? Because we know that after the Mileh, he'll have to boil water to bathe him again. But that will be Pikach Nefesh, and through his machnis himself into a tree of Pikach Nefesh, but that will make a mitzvah, of Mile, that is itself like a Shabbos, and still the Balamoya says, we're not allowed to be Mali. So the Pshat in the Balamoya must be something else. It cannot, the Balamoya cannot be explained on the basis of an Iser to be machnis himself into a tree of Pikach Nefesh. So it must be explained on the basis of something else. Now, what is the Pshat in Balamoya? Apparently, we have to say that the Balamoya agrees with the Shite. That the Balamoya agrees with the Shite of the Roh. Now, the child that is discussed by the Chafetz Chaim, Imachni Yisrael. So there is a Machlekes Rishenim between Teisves and Ksuves and the Roh in Shinukubetzes. So, according to the Roh, so if let's say a Jewish soldier knows that by volunteering to march Yudvei Zmir, which is in Issachar, Friday night, he'll relieve himself of an Issachom, of an Issachor, or certainly Issachile, Shabbos morning, so then he's allowed to volunteer. Why is he allowed to volunteer? Because since he knows Friday night, since the Jewish soldier knows on Friday night that in order to save his life, in order to save himself from being court-martialed, so he must do one of two averes. Either do an Issa cult Friday night, or do an Issa homo Shabbos morning, so trie and the Issa cult, and there is aloche of akal akal trilo, so trie is chal and the Issa cult Friday night. Trie is chal and the Issa cult Friday night. Now, here too. Now, it's not that the Balamoya holds that one is not allowed to be machnis himself into a tree of Pikach Nefesh, even Moki Mitzvah. Because Balamoya says, in so many words, that in Sias Mitzvah, so he is allowed to be machnik bisvino im Erev Shabbos, immediately before Shabbos. So he is allowed to be machnis himself. But now, he knows that if he's mal, the male knows that if he's mal the tinek, so then that he's mal the tinek, then he'll have to be mechal shabbos. He'll have to be mechal shabbos. So in order to save the child from sakonis nefoshes, then he must be there on one of two avers, either be mechal shabbos or be mevatel mitzvah spila. So he'll save the child. He'll spare the child from sakonis nefoshes if he refrains from being Mali. So in other words, what is more chomor? Chil Shabbos or failure to be Mal the Tinik Mizmanim? Of course, Chil Shabbos is an Avera Chmuro relative to the Avera that is involved in the omission to be Mal the Tinik Mizmanim. Because Chil Shabbos involves Kores and Skile, and failure to be Mal a Tinik is just a little bit, as I say. That's all. So of course, it goes without saying that the Bittul of the Mile is an Avera Kalo relative to Chil Shabbos, to Asiyas Melacha. Now, the male knows that in order to save the child from Sakonis Nefoshes, he must do one of two averes. Either be mevatel mitzvah milo, bismano, not being mal the child. That's an avera kalo. Either being mevatel the mitzvah milo now, or being mechal Shabbos half an hour later. So it's like the same problem that the Chafetz Chaim discusses in Machni Yisrael. When a Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army knows that in order to save his life, to save himself from being court-martialed, so he must do one of two things. Either march Yudvei Smil Friday night, which is an Avera Kalo, or bake and cook tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon. So there is a Shiras HaRishenim that says that in view of the fact that there is Aloha Vakala Kaltrilo, and in order to save his life, he must do one of two Averas, so Mele Tri Ischal and Avera Kalo. So here too, it's analogous to the same shaila that the Chofetz Chaim discusses in Machni Yisrael. So here he knows, the male knows, that in order to save the child from Sakone, he must be aver one of two averes. Either be mevatel mitzvah smileh, which is navir kalo, so then they won't be any sakone to the child, or be mechal Shabbos an hour later. So it should be told in the machleket between teisves and the home. Now, so we have to say, in order to explain the Bala Moyer, we have to say that Bala Moyer agrees with the sheet of the home, that when one has an alternative of doing an avira kala now, or an avira chmuro tomorrow, later on, so then tchis chal and avira kala now, not like teisves. Sheet. So the male and the Bahamoyer agrees in the sheet of the rope. So that means that in this case where the Chamim of the Achamilo spilled, where the Chamim of the Achamilo spilled, after the Tinik was bathed in the Chamim of Kedemamilo, and but before the Milo was done, before the male managed to be mal the Tinik, so in such a case, so he's confronted with two alternatives. Either Bimivatel, the mayor, is confronted with two alternatives. Either Bimivatel, Mitzvah Milo, Bismano, so then he'll spare the child from Sakon. Or there is another alternative of being Michal Shabbos, of doing a meloche, of boiling water an hour later. So according to the law, according to Teis Vishite, in Ksuvas Dav Gimel Lamed Beis, so we would say, since right now the boiling of water doesn't face it, so the mele no trie is chal, the sakone doesn't face the tinik right now, so the mele no trie is chal on the mitzvah of mele. But according to the law, if we know that as a result, that in order to save the life of a person, we must either do an avere right now, or do an avere kala right now, or being forced to do an avere chmuro later on, so then tchis chal and avere kala right now. Of course, it goes without saying that bitul mitzvah smila bismano is kal relative to Matzias Melocha and Shabbos. Matzias Melocha, in Malos, and it's in Sakores, and it's a skill. And what is Bitu Mitzvah, Smilu Mizmano? Bitu Mitzvah, I say, that's all. So, Mimele, according to the Rosh Hite, Tchi Yischal, since the male knows that he must, in order to save the life of the child, in order to spare the child from Sakone, he must behave one of two things. Either be Mivatel Mitzvah, Smilu, or boil water later on. So the male tree is chal and the mitzvah smile right now. So if tree is chal and the mitzvah smile right now, then we can apply the gemore yivomes of the samachay of koshris isura misakante. What is the gemore say there? That if a mother had one child that was meismach masmila, and then he had another child that meismach masmila, and then there is a third child whose day is on Shabbos. So if the male is mal, the child, the third child, in view of the fact that he's sakone, so he's not only eiver and iser of endangering the life of the tinik, he's eiver and iser of meloche, of yinkiper, and of Shabbos as well. Why? Because since tchile is chal on the mitzvah of mile, so the mile is not a mile bismano, it's a mile shaloi bismano. And mile shaloi bismano is not yichas Shabbos, not yichas Yom Kippur. Only mile bismano. What does mile bismano mean? Mile bismano doesn't mean 8 day. 8 day is mile bismano. Why? Because the 8 day is a mass. But if tchil is chal, I'm being imal right now, so then it's not bismano. And if it's not bismano, so mele is michal Shabbos. So that's the pshat in the Bala Moyer. As to why the Bala Moyer says that if the chamiv of Le'achar Amilo was spilled out after the tinik was bathed in chamiv, and before the male managed to be mal, so the chamiv of Le'achar Amilo spilled, so the Bala Moyer says, you cannot be mal. Why can't he be mal? Because the male, when he tried, if he decides to be mal, so he's faced with two alternatives. Either he must do one of two averes. Either the aver b- be mevate the mitzvah mila now, which is an avir kalo, or do an avir achmu an hour later, because he can't leave the child after the mila unbathed for a long time. So bitul mitzvah mila is an avir kalo relative to melacha and Shabbos. So mila according to the Rosh Hite. So if one of two aviras has to be done, either an avir kalo now or an avir achmu later on, so tchis chal and avir kalo now. So mele, that means that the mitzvah of mele is nitre. If the mitzvah of mele is nitre, so then if he does mal, so he's not. So then he's either the isam loch of Shabbos, isam loch of Yom Kippur as well. That's the reason as to why the Lamoya paskins. That's the reason as to why the Lamoya paskins that we cannot be mal the child. Not because the Balamoy Shiti is like the Tashbat, that even Bimok and Mitzvah, we are not allowed to be machnis oneself in the tree of Pekach Nefesh. Then the Balamoy says explicitly to the contrary, that the Mafrigim Bisvino, Pochas Mishlesh Yomik in Vashabes, only with our shoes, but with our Mitzvah is allowed. But because he has two alternatives in order to spare the child from the Sakone. So he has two alternatives: either to be mevatel mitzvahs mila bizmano, or to right now, or to be mechal Shabbos later on. Of course, bitul mitzvahs mila is relatively calm as compared with melacha and Shabbos. So memele, the mitzvahs mila is nitres because of the aloha of kalakal trilo. If the mitzvahs mila is nitres, so then we apply the gemara daf samachei vomes that where the mitzvah smila is nitres, and if he is mal on Shabbos, so then he's in chal Shabbos too, because it's not mila bismano. When is it mila bismano? If it's a must, but if the mitzvah smila is nitres, so it's not a must. So memele, it's shaloi bismano, so it's not the Shabbos. That's the reason as to why the Balamoya says that we're not allowed to be mal. But in Echaname, the Balamoya shita is that one is allowed to be machnis himself into a tree of pikuach nefesh, be mokim it. Only mokim oshus. Now, let's see what the Ram mentions in the name of the Rashbo, and that's the Rashbo in Beitze. So he says, first he mentions Miu Hechet Yikech Mime Lirchei Tzkeden Mile Vishtapach Hanach Dilacham Mile Vichai Gavle Hud Yikel Meita Yamin on Kitche Mile Kim Shinime Yom Yitztorech Ha'akach Lechales Hashanas Vimachshirim Oidilmo hashte miyaz bedin li'alimu ubosahoche pikuach nefesh u'shedeiches ha'shabes. V'Ramban zal kosav dishon li mimele she'in li mitzvah elo shaito ve'in deichin es ha'mile mipni sh'nistorech ha'hakein litchis es ha'shabes dibosahoche pikuach nefesh u'lidoch alei v'loi machshire mile v'machshire mile. So that's the Ramban shite. Why? Because the Ramban agrees with Teisvah shite that when true there is a loche of a kala kal trilo, but if there is a choice of doing an aviro kalo now and aviro chmuro will be tomorrow, so mele it's not an inyan of a kala kal trilo according to the Ramban. In other words, so the Ramban agrees with Teitzves, not with the Rov, you see, not with the Shinizom. All right. Now then he says, Veili king dasor azaza the Balamoya. Shehu zaloma the cholheichet ishtapach mime the bosam mile mikame mile titre mile. V'chein dasor azaza. Now we explain the Balamoya not on the basis of the premise that it's also how to be machnis oneself into a tree of pikach nefesh even mimakim mitzvah. Because the Balamoya says explicitly to the contrary that the Mokeh Mitzvah, you are allowed to be mafrig b'svino. Let's say to go to Eretz Yisrael, so you are allowed to be mafrig b'svino even Erev Shabbos, because it's a Mitzvah Shal Mitzvah. And even if he knows that on the sea, he'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. So, but the reason is why the Balamoya says, that we're not allowed to be Maldetineik is because the Balamoya agrees with the Shite of the Rov in Suves, that where there is a choice between doing an Avera Kala now or an Avera Chmuro tomorrow, so three is Chala and Avera Kala now. Avera Kala now. That's the Pshat in Balamoya. Oh, but then the Ran mentions the Rashbo Shite, and the Rashbo agrees with the Balamoya. V'chem das Rashbo Zal, v'hei v'rayel mid'itnan b'fer kamo di beitze, b'sino leim lo yishche itelo im keno yolo ibdeka noitz mibidein, u'bisham em atirin, v'shovin shim shochat, sheyachpir b'dekea v'yechase. That's the first Mishnah beitze. So the Mishnah says there is a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel, and this is one of the Mishnahs where Bisilel are the machmirim and Bishamai are the makirim. Most of the time, so Bishamai are the machmirim and Bisilel are the makirim. But this is mentioned in the Mishnayos and Etiyos, among the Mishnahs where Bisilel are the machmirim and Bishamai are the makirim. So now Shchite is muter on them because it's Echol Nefesh. Now, when someone shechts a chayim or he shechts a leiv, so the halacha is, he has to be mechasel the dam. That's as a mitzvah, as I say, the rise. Now, on Yom Tev, so you're allowed to shech, because that's Echol Nefesh. But to dig a bale in order to obtain offer, that's not Echol Nefesh. So the fulfillment of the mitzvah's kisul is not Deich Yom Tev. Is not the Chiyontev, only the Loche involved in the Shchite is the Chiyontev, is Muter. It's not a question of Tchiyah, it's Utro. But the Loche involved in digging, in order to obtain offer, in order to be Mikayim, the Mitzvah of Kisa Adam, for an offer, for a Chayo, that's not the Chlevesh. So, now, suppose you have offer Techuach. Suppose you have offer to chuach. So if you have offer to chuach, so then it doesn't involve any isa deraisa. But an isa derabonon, it involves, because it's a mikalkel, so it doesn't involve an isa deraisa, because it's mikalkel, but an isa derabonon, it involves. So Bishamai say, that one is allowed to shecht enough for a chayo, he's allowed to shecht on Yom Tev, as long as he has offer techuach, and there is a deker notes with b'dayim, if there is a metek that is stuck in the sand since Erev Yom Tev. So then, according to Bishamai, he's allowed to shecht. And after he shechts, he'll just fill up the shovel with the offer to chuach, and it does not involve any real mukzeh, because since he deker his notes in b'dayim, so it's muchen tzas, even though it's not muchen pomo, but it's muchen tzas, so mainly it's mutter. But that's according to Bishamai. So according to Bishamai, he's allowed lechatchile to shecht an offer echayo, even though he knows that after he shechts, in order to be mikayim the mitzvah of kisa adam, you'll have to fill up the shovel, the deka notes, with offer, and to cover the dam of the off or the chayim. Bisil say no. In view of the fact that after he shechts, you'll have to cover it with offer. True, it will not involve an isa deraisa because it's offer to chuach. But in this Rabbonon, it will involve, because it's not Buchen Gomor. So in this Rabbonon, it will involve, and it'll involve two Isra Rabbonon. First of all, he makes a gume, even though it's Mikalke, what Mikalke does in Rabbonon, and then it's still to Mukte, because it's, even though it's in the Kanoot in BDA, so it's still not Muchen Gomor, it's only Muchen Tzas. So, according to Bisilel, he's not allowed to shecht. So the Mishnah says, "Bishovim, b'shah b'sim le'imrim le'yishri don't give the kadosh b'diyei, u'b'shah b'shah le'matirin v'shovim shim shochat shiach b'bedeka v'yichase v'imise shemon mipnei shemishah smile ein kantrias machshir." Vakim because of the Shushinche, Hochname Nishchit, with the Simchasionte, Ulachamikan, name the Shemitzes Kisu, Shedeche. So Bisilo Amede, that even though it's also to Shecht, but if he did Shecht, so then he's allowed to behave here, and that is the Rabbonon. And that is the Rabbonon of making Igumo, because of the Mitzvah of Kisu. So according to the Ramban Shite, that if the chami of lachar amile was spilled after the tinik was bathed in the chami mekelim amile, so the Ramban says we proceed with the mile, and then it will be pikach nevesh. So over there too, so Bisil should say that he should be allowed to shech, because once he shechts, so then he is allowed to behave at the Yisrael Rabbonon in order to be mekayim in mitzvah kisu. So, and still, we still say that he's not allowed to chatchil to shecht. Why? Because it's also for one to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. So that's the raya that the Rashbo mentions. That's the raya that the Rashbo mentions to the shite of the Baal HaMoed. The Baal HaMoed doesn't mention that raya. Even though the Ran says, V'chein da'as ha'Rashbo za, Vehi Raya, but the Vehi Raya refers to the Rashbo, not to Baal HaMoed. But the Rashbo agrees with the Shite of the Baal HaMoed. But the Baal HaMoed doesn't mention this Raya. Now, from the Rashbo it appears definitely that why does the Rashbo aser to be mal the tinik if the chamim of lachar amile was spilled after the tinik was bathed in the chamim of kelim amile? Because it's also hard to be machnis oneself into a tree, whether it's a tree of pikach nefesh or it's a tree because the mitzvah skisu is the ichadis and rabbonon of making a gume of tilku mukze. So in other words, it's also to be machnis oneself lechatchila into a tree of isur. So that's the raya that the Rashbo mentions to the shita of the Baal HaMoed, but the Baal HaMoed doesn't mention that raya. So mainly we see that according to the Rashbo, why does the Rashbo agree with the Shita of the Baal HaMoed that if the chamim of lachar amile was nishtapach, kelim the mile, and the tinik was already bathed in the chamim of kelim amile, so the Baal HaMoed says that we are not allowed to be mal, because if he's mal, he'll be forced to be mechal shabbos. So according to the Rashbo agrees with the Baal HaMoed, and on what basis does he agree with the Baal HaMoed? Because according to the Rashbo mentions a raya from the Mishnah in Beitz, the base that it's also for one to be machnis himself into a tree of isur. So just as it is also for one to be machnis himself into a tree of isurim of the mitzvah skisu being deiche, the isad rabbonim of making a gume, so it is also for oneself to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh as well. So according to the Rashbo, the reason is why we say that if the chamim was nishtapech, so we are not allowed to be mal the child, is because we are not allowed to be machnis oneself. One is not allowed to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. But we said another pshat in the Baal HaMoed. The answer is the Baal HaMoed does not mention this raya. The Baal HaMoed does not mention this raya. And the Baal HaMoed in Achname, the Baal HaMoed will say that b'moki mitzvah chiyuvis, so then it's mutar to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. And the reason is why we still say lo yishchet elin kin hoyolei dekanot mibidei. But if he doesn't have a dekanot mibidei, even though it's offered to chuach and he doesn't involve in meloch deraise, so it's still also to shech, because he'll be forced in order to be mikayim the mitzvah of kisa adam, he'll be forced to dig up the Ofer Techuach, and they'll be making the gume. So it'll be, there'll be a mukze, an Isser of mukze. So Mimele, Itzosa himself to be machnis himself into a situation of being deiche, an Isser Rabbonon. So over there, Bisil say that Itzosa, because there is no mitzvah chiyuvis of shechting. Is one mechuyev to shecht a chayor, an Ofer, an Yomtev? Of course, it will involve Simchas Yomtev. But it's not the Mitzvah Yuvis. He can be Mikhaim Simchas Yomtev, the Mitzvah Yuvis of Simchas Yomtev, without eating the Bosor of that Chayor of that Ov. There will be a Fushe Simcho. But, so it's only Mitzvah Yuvis. But there is no Mitzvah Yuvis facing him. So that's why it's also had to be Machnis himself into a Triye of Isui. Mashein Kein. It be Moki Mile, where there is a mitzvah, the Reise, mitzvah Yuvi is the Reise of being bound the teenage. So then it's Mutter to be Machnis himself into Itriya. Into Itriya. And the Rashbo, but the so even though the Rashbo agrees with the Balamoyer, but for different timing, the Rashbo, since the Rashbo mentions the Raya, from Bisil Leimrim, Lo Yishrei, Tel Mkeo, Dekano, Otsum, Bidyei. So it's a raya that the Rashbo agrees with the sheet of the Tashbats, that even in face of a mitzvah yuvis, it's also to be machnis oneself into a tree of pikach nefesh. That's the sheet of the Tashbats. And the Tashbats says that Nirashoi Bismano, you cannot take place on Thursday or on Friday, because on Shabbos you'll be forced to be Michal Shabbos because of pikach nefesh. Even though Nirashoi Bismano is also a mitzvah yuvis. That's the shite of the Tashbat. So the Rashbo agrees with the Psak of the Ramo of the Balamoyer because of the Tashbat shite. But the Balamoyer himself, he says that you're not allowed to be mal, not because he agrees with the Tashbat shite. The Balamoyer definitely is chilek on the Tashbat, because the Balamoyer says a mafligin visvino pochim shlishiyomik in hashabes levarashus, because he is machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. But mimokim mitzvah, the price says it's muter. So the Balamoyer explicitly says that it's muter to be machnis himself in a tree of pikach nefesh. In a tree of pikach nefesh, b'mokim mitzvah. So, but why does to be sham? We still say lo yishrit al mikelo yidekan apunotz b'diei. And even though if he doshech, so then he's allowed to be even this rabbon of making a gumo and of using and being mitaltel the offer that is not completely mucha. But lechatchila to be machnis yourself into such a situation, it's also because over there is no mitzvah yuvis. There is no mitzvah yuvis of simche that he should eat another psachai or another psarov. He can be mekayim b'sumachto b'chagecho without shechting the chai or dov. So there is no mitzvah yuvis. Mashein kein in mafligin b'svino. Let's say. There is a mitzvah yuvis, so there is allowed to be machnis himself to itriye. And the reason is why Balamoyer says that if the chamim of lachar amile was nishtapeich before the tinek was nimeil, and after the tinek was bathed in the chamim of kinim amile, so it's also to be mal, is not because it's also to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh, b'mokim mitzvah. The Balamoyer shite is that it's muta to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh, b'mokim mitzvah. But because the Balamoyer agrees with the shite of the Ro in the Shimukbetz and Sinksubetz, that when one has two alternatives, either of doing an avere kala now, or of doing an avere chmura later on, so tree is chal and the avere kala now. So the mele the mitzvah mile is an avere kala relative to the Yisam Loch of Shabbos. So mainly the Mrs. Mila is Nitre. If the Mrs. Mila is Nitre, so the Gemara Daf Samachay in Rome says that then it's not the Shabbos, because then it becomes like Mila Shalom Yisman. All right, that is it. small tiny, that he couldn't apply, on account of which we shouldn't apply the halacha of Zohar Moshe Rufonov. Because there is an element of detriment. And if the element of, but if the element of detriment, if the element of detriment could be imposed upon him, it could be imposed upon him anyway, so the mele, it's not considered as it's a tzitzit. So this is what the Chachomim said. Even though he could not impose upon him this chayv, upon the Eved this chayv, by throwing him mishtashicho, because insofar as giving mishtashicho is concerned, so it's the yodei of the Eved to make himself inaccessible and unavailable. But he could deprive him of the opportunity of eating truma by selling him, and he could not avoid that. The Eved has no way of preventing the Odin from selling him to another master, and then he wouldn't be able to eat truma anyway. So Mimele, this satchevo is not its satchevo. When is it considered a satchevo? Only when it could not be imposed upon the Eved anyway. But this chevo could be imposed upon the Eved anyway by selling the Eved to another one, to another Yisrael. Not Yisrael. Now, so the question is, what's the pshat? So why does Rav Meir say that it is a chayv? So too, Rav Meir himself holds that apart from the element of detriment that is involved in the deprivation of truma, it's a chayv even in case of an Eved Yisrael, as the Gemara proceeds to point out. Teinach Eved Kehen Eved Yisrael Ma'itl Meimah. So the Gemara says, so this is Rav Meir himself, but it's mashma from the lotion of the discussion that took place between Rav Meir and the Chachomim, that in regard to Eved Kehen, so Rav Meir considers it as a chayv apart from the consideration of Avdel Efkir and Chalei. It's only in regard to Eved Yisrael that Rav Meir has to resort to the consideration of Avdel Efkir and Chalei. But in regard to an Eved Yisrael, so then, in regard to Eved Kehen, we don't have to resort to Avdel Efkir and Chalei. As a matter of fact, Teisa says that Rav Meir will be made that by Eved Kotten we do not say Avdel Efkir and Chalei. We only say Avdel Efkir and Chalei in regard to a godl who already steeped in a frivolous and vain life. But in regard to an Eved Kotten who was not as yet steeped in a life of efkeres, of frivolity and vulgarity, so then Rav Meir will be made that it's ischus. But Teisa says, "Daf mida Rav Meir be Eved Kotten Yisroel." But an Eved Kotten of Ikeen, so then Rav Meir would say that we cannot apply the halacha of Zochi. Why? Because in regard to Eved Kehen, we don't have to resort to Avdel Efkir and Chalei. And then it is a chevo on account of the element of detriment represented by the deprivation of truma. But the Chachomim say this detriment could be imposed upon the Eved anyway. So mele, it's not to be considered as a chayv. So apparently, from the pashtus of the Gemara, it's mashma that on that point itself there is a machleket between Rav Meir and the Chachomim. Now, there is a machleket between Rav Meir and the Chachomim in regard to an Eved Kotten belonging to a Kehen. Let's consider an Eved Kotten, because if he is an Eved Godel, so then, according to Rav Meir, we don't have to resort to the detriment represented by the privation of Tum, because after Avdel Efkir Nichle. But let's consider the case of an Eved Kotten belonging to a Kehen. So then, Avdel Efkir Nichle is not Shayach. Still, Rav Meir says that is a chayv. Why is it a chayv? because of this single element of detriment represented by the deprivation of from Tumor. But the Chachomim say that this is not to be considered as an element of detriment in view of the fact that it could be imposed upon the Eved anyway. So why does Rabbeinu say that it is to be considered a Chayvo? So it seems that on this point there is a machlekes between Rabbeinu and the Chachomim. In other words, where on the whole is the schus? Where the schus feature is the predominant feature. But there is an element of Chayvo, and the element of Chayvo itself could be imposed upon this person, David, in our case. Anyway, so according to Chachomim, it's not to be considered a Chayv. And according to Rameyar, even though this single element of detriment represented by the deprivation from Trumo could be imposed upon David anyway, it's still considered it's at Chayvo. Memele, we cannot apply the aloche of Zochem Leodom Shalom Bifono. That's how it's mashed. But it seems that the Rashbo had a different pshat in this Gemara. Now the Rashbo Shita, I mentioned it several times, and I mentioned it in connection with Tesfes Kashe, Dafyut, Omedalev, Bishliches Baal Korcho, Pirish Bikuntres, Vorekotano, Bozu Shobu Gitenoshim Shifra Vodim, Sheshliya Zena, Sheshliya Chetzli Baal Korcho, Vimarapotza Baal, Chizer, Mashin Kudushi, Lavogel Chizer, Lavdim Danu, Vindire, Di Meirem Shlichus Baal Korcho, Rabbon Name made the Chizer Bevet, Vinzochli Baal Korcho. So that's Tesfes Kashe. So we said, apparently Rashi Shita is like Rashi Bondushi, that by Schus Gomo, we apply the aloche of Zoch Kodesh Obifono of him Bal Koche. Even if the Odin, when he finds out that the Odin was Mizake, the Shtashichu, to the Eved, so he says, Ein Reitz. So by Matone, so it's a Gemara Mefereshes. That even though we can say Zoch Kodesh Obifono, but if the Mekabel Matone, when he finds out about Matone, says, I don't want it, so then it's Botel Mevudel Mafreya. But by Shicho, that is his Chus Gomo, the Shita of the Rashba is that even if the Eved, upon finding out of this Chus, so he says, I don't want, so it's still effective. It's still effective. That's the Rashba Shita. Now, but let's see the Rashba in Medushi. Now there is a Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Omed Beis in Dushin. And with nine in the case of Mishtal Chazokem, we can assess him because of the Achiri. And Mishtal the Atzmi. Diver Rab Meir, Chachom Meimri because of the Atzmi. And Mishtal the Achiri. And Vilvachi, a case of Mishal Achiri. Then the Gemara points out that Chodesh Machlik is Bidogo. Rab Meir, Rab Shimon, Lozor and the Chachom. Anyway, the sheet of the Chachom is, and Evet Knaini, that an Evet Knaini can be Yetzi. Can be Yetzel Echeirus in two ways, either Al-Dikesev or Al-Dishtar. because the halacha is that kesef is also gained up by Eved Laini. In other words, if somebody gives kesef on behalf of the Eved to the Odin, that, and he says to the Odin, I am giving you, let's say, 100 zoos, and I want your Eved to be Yetzel Echeos with that 100 zoos, and the Odin agrees, so they, and the Eved is Yetzel Echeos. So kesef is gained there. And Eved is Yetzel Echeos in two ways, either by receiving Ishtar Shechu from the Odin, or by somebody giving kesef to the Odin on behalf of the Eved. So the Rashba says, because the Gemara mentions there a threefold machlekes, Rameir, Rabshim, Nelozor, and the Chachom. So he says, Uriyim psak alochek, kaim long ki chachom, di bein bi kesef, bein bi shta, bein al di atzmei, bein al di achirim, afimu bal kokh, umashma name, di kesef shal di achirim, afimu bal kokh, di chim di ashkechon Rameir, dis lioche, mishum di kabulis rabi gomolei, mishum di kabulis rabi gomolei. So he says, "V'le'ashkon rabon diplika aleimed yilchehu inu nami kerev meyosvir ale." So in other words, the kesef al de'achirim can be even balkochi evet. Kedigasinu li, v'rabin alfes kosav v'kesef al de'achirim af al pishe nostel raf shaloi midaiti shal evet di kaimelon schusu le'evet sheyetz lechirush di mashma le disvir ale. לרב, אם זה רב אופס, דיבל כוח אלוי, אלו דווקא שלוי מדייתי, ושאני מרמת כששום הרי צעני, אבל צווח לוי יוצא לחירוס, דחי אמרינון זוכן לאודם של ריפונוב, הנמילה בשנשרצה, כששום, אבל בצווח לי, כדאמרינון בפרק יש נכלי, ובשטר הסכימו דעס רבסין הצופטים, שאין הבל כוחי, עד שישמע, ויהיה מריצה, וכי רואי סידס רמב״ם, דשטר על דאחרים, משום זוכל עוד אשר לפונופו, ולאום הוא זוכל עוד אשר לפונופו, אלו כששום אבו מריצה אני, אבל מצווי אחלה. So the Rashba says, now the halacha, according to all gishenim, is like the Chachomim of Rameya. According to the Chachomim, so an Eved can be Yitzel Chayrus, al di kesef, and bein al di atzmei, bein al di achirim, let's say, al di atzmei, because of al di atzmei, how is it shayach? Because mashikom